Well, howdy.
Hey, Steve, we're recording, bud.
Look who did.
I saw that.
Okay.
Hey, man, don't do me that way, man. Don't do me that way. I told you I was coming.
15 minutes ago.
Hey, hold on. Shut your ass up. How about that?
Now, start coming.
It's been a long day. There we go.
It's been a long day.
Man? Yes, it has. I'm trying to get settled. Everything.
Well, it took you 15 minutes just to sit down on that couch, didn't it?
First of all, it's my recliner. And yes.
I am bullshitting. I know that I'm with your back. It took you 15 minutes just to sit down.
I don't move as fast as I used to. And also, happy drinking, bitches. Dare you. I dare you.
Dare what? To say that you're being a little girl? Those are twist off, bro. Don't look on the cool way.
Actually, no.
These ain't twist off.
Hi, Roman.
Say hi. You know, you have your
bottle
over there.
So you just letting me sit the jack?
What's up?
You just letting me sit the jack?
No, that's this. That's water over there.
No, that's funny taste of water.
You gonna be
lit. I ain't never seen water make you stagger afterwards.
Well, he was already drunk, so. He drinks water like he's hungover.
Big as a fish.
Go over here.
That's a good thing. Don't keep him doing that.
Yep.
So
better than all that sugary shit, you know.
In 2 weeks. I asked Modelo. He reached out. Sponsor us. Got nothing. I'm back to my Angry Orchard.
Well, let's
hey, Angry Orchard. If they sponsor us, man, I'll be drinking it next week. I don't care.
I'll drink it too. Yeah, exactly.
You want to sponsor us? I will drink it.
As girly as it is, it's delicious.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It is.
Oh, I'll say it's delicious.
No, see, what you fail to realize is that you secretly hoping that Diddy fuck around and sponsor us so you can go to his party.
I want to know what all the hype is about. You keep talking to me about it.
Shit.
So that's how you got your back blown out.
Shit.
The truth comes out.
Guess who got him the recliner?
Hey, trust me, if that motherfucker was gonna give me a recliner, it'd be a lot nicer than this.
Right there.
I wanna be that $4.99 special, you know what I mean?
God. There's no water bottle over there. He wants to come steal mine. Gosh. But apparently it looks like a Ray's MIA again.
Hope he's all right.
Eventually, I'm going to have to, like, you know, when I hit a button, the little domestic violence thing just flashes on the screen so that...
DB.
Right, the phone number, the hotline for this motherfucker, because goddamn.
Oh, because that was doing like that. Every 4 weeks from him, you know what I mean?
He was talking all that big game earlier, like, he was going to be on, and he's MIA.
Yep.
How would you guys feel? Oh, I don't even have my phone on me. I can't even call him. I was going to say, how do you guys feel about a phone call over the on the episode?
Use Danny's phone.
I don't know the number by heart. Who knows the number by heart?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know any of y'all's numbers.
No.
Oh, shit. The number he needed is 911.
Yeah, he does. Hey, man, you gotta be careful because we gonna get that motherfucker clap.
Boy, gonna get his ass, little boy.
So I gotta tell you guys a little story today. So,
all right.
So Richie, as you know, I had to go into work today. We had some roof trusses being delivered. Super easy day. We had like four deliveries, and the guy was like, "All right, I'm gonna bring one more in. You know, if you're good with that." I said, "Yeah, I gotta be back by like 6 because you know we're doing this podcast." "Oh, what are you guys doing the podcast about?" It's like, "Well, it's mostly NFL stuff." He's like, "How is my Raiders gonna do this year?" Oh man, I didn't have the heart to tell him that if he gets 4 wins this year, man, he's gonna be lucky. So we went into a whole thing about
look,
Aiden O'Connell and
as a Niner fan, I've just learned to lay it on them thick. You feel me? Just fucking tell it to them how it is. They don't. They're like Cowboys fans. They don't want to hear it. Even though they ask, they're delusional. If my cousins ever watch this shit, they'll know that I'm talking shit about them because this is them. They win one game and all of a sudden they're Super Bowl bound and
Super Bowl bound, week 7.
I've never heard a Raiders fan say that they were Super Bowl bound.
I have
not know, man, because they're out
in Vegas. There's a shit ton of them, man.
They're delusional.
I will say this guy was pretty down to earth. He said about 5 to 6 wins is what he's expecting.
They gonna get more than five to six. They gonna get more than 5 to 6 because for one, Aiden, they gonna get more than 5 or 6 because Aiden O'Connell, and O'Connell's a decent quarterback. They can live without Josh Jacobs. Hell, they lived without him. He always hurt.
I ain't lying about that.
You know what? Let's see their schedule.
Let's talk about the Raiders. Let's do it.
Yeah, we can talk about the Raiders. I'm down. Like,
I just thought it was kind of cool, you know, that we talked about the podcast and you know, it initiated a conversation, man. It's a lot of fun.
So week one, they go up against the Chargers, I believe. They didn't tell me if they're at home or not.
I still give it to the Chargers. Either it doesn't matter, away or home.
I'm giving it to the Raiders.
All right.
Really? Okay. I mean, I wouldn't.
Fair enough. Yeah, me either.
Who are they running back?
Who
are they wide receivers?
Who's the Raiders?
The Chargers. Zamir White.
All right, you got
it. If I'm not mistaken, Zamir White.
I forgot about that.
He's pretty good.
It's still the Raiders.
All
right, so they're at the Chargers week one.
Okay, quick little road trip.
Okay.
I get that to the Raiders.
Okay. They're at Baltimore, okay.
Yes.
So Carolina Panthers.
Hey, we're going to win. They're going to win against the Panthers. Yeah.
So they 2-1.
Cleveland Browns.
2-2.
Yeah, I mean, if the quarterback's healthy, if Deshaun Watson's healthy, I think he's got it.
I don't care. I don't even think it matters about the quarterback.
All right, fair enough.
They got a stronger roster.
Yeah.
At Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to the Raiders.
3-2.
Pittsburgh comes into town.
Pittsburgh barely.
I'm gonna give it to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That's only if they play with Justin Fields.
Okay. So then at the Rams.
Rams.
Then you got KC, the Chiefs.
I think
where's that game at?
In Vegas.
What's the date?
Sunday, the 27th of October.
That could go the Raiders' way because Mahomes doesn't heat up until November.
Mahomes kind of just does this, and then finally he goes, "Yep, I'm the GOAT."
Yeah, like so, the first 2 months of the season, man, it can go either way. If you face Mahomes those first 2 months, you got a chance. After November,
I'll give him that.
All right, at Cincinnati,
loss.
At Miami,
loss.
Denver comes into town after that.
Win. I think they sweep Denver.
Yeah.
So is that four? That's four or five wins.
Denver has Bo Nix, right? That's what they drafted.
No. So first off, they drafted Bo Nix. Bo Nix ain't ready.
Right, but who's
their starter? Their starter is going to be Zach Wilson.
That's right.
So we got the Raiders at what? We got the Raiders at four. Was it no? Because we said Denver twice. They can squeak by the Chiefs. We hit them with the first game against the Chargers.
And then the Panthers, you guys called that a win. So you guys are like having them at six already.
That's five.
Oh, okay.
That's five.
So then you got KC at KC.
That's a loss.
November at Tampa Bay.
Nope.
I think Mayfield takes that one.
It don't matter. Their defense still good.
Falcons coming to town.
I give it to the Falcons.
Jacksonville comes into town.
They're gonna be.
I give it to the Ravens. Raiders. That's six.
Then they go to the Saints.
Seven.
And then they finish with the Chargers coming in. So you have them winning nine games.
Eight. I got them winning eight.
You got them at 8-9. I got them at 7-10.
And I got it. I kind of got them at 7-10 because that Chiefs game is iffy for me.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs eke out that first game. I could be wrong, but I think I'm going to go with 7-10, which is better than I thought they were going to be.
I'm gonna just jump out the tree and say they get that first win against the Chiefs and they go 8-9.
Okay. Fair enough.
No. I don't have much hope for the Raiders, so I really don't care.
I mean, I understand your bias and hatred for them, but their schedule says they can do it.
They can, but let's be 100%. They're not gonna get out of the AFC.
They're not making the playoffs.
We've already discussed that.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, anything else about? Hey, Steve, how do you feel about that whole Davante Adams and Jimmy G thing that happened? I find it hilarious.
That game was last year, Monday night. He torched Cam Sutton. He hit him with a smooth boom, 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 and straight, oh my God. And when I tell you, I saw that ball get thrown, and they showed it on TV, and I said, he about to walk in for a touchdown. When I saw that ball get overthrown by 10 yards, I said, thanks, Jimmy G.
Man, that guy. I don't know. He was one of those where we kind of were like, damn, like he's kind of garbage. But that one was one where Kyle Shanahan definitely made him better because he was not good. What do you think about him signing off on him getting benched?
He signed off on Jimmy Garoppolo getting benched?
Yeah.
I mean,
he literally says it too. So it's.
Oh, so you must be talking about receiver. I haven't watched receiver yet.
Neither have I.
I haven't. I've kind of been pussyfooting around because I don't have Netflix.
Me too. I don't have it either.
And so I gotta get Netflix.
Yeah, I heard it's actually funny because I heard that it's a lot of like Niners shit. So just be aware.
Well, because George Kittle. Yeah.
Two receivers on there too. So, and then from what I heard, and I'm not 100% sure because I haven't seen it, but they show more because as the season goes along, the receivers that are having a better season, and meaning their team having a better season, they show more of that.
Yeah, so that means it'll be a lot of Amon-Ra St. Brown on there too.
Yeah, probably.
Did you guys see the thing about the Giants? I think they're doing the Hard Knocks. And I guess they had an interview with Marvin Harrison Jr. And they tried to get him to throw his quarterback underneath the bus when he was playing with Ohio State. And he absolutely refused to do it, man. It was pretty cool to watch. He's like, no, it was on me.
Oh, you talking about
5 yards. But he's
like, talking about Kyle McCord.
What's that?
He's talking about the quarterback, Kyle McCord.
Yeah. That's Ohio State. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ohio State. I know you're talking about Kyle McCord.
Well, they tried to get Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw him under the bus. He refused to do it, man. I don't know if that's just, good.
It was Cal McCord stunk. I don't care what his numbers look like. I don't care what his stat line and all that. Cal McCord stunk.
Hey, but you know what? Good for Marvin Harrison Jr. saying, not giving in. Like it doesn't benefit him or doesn't in any way. So it's like, just don't do it. You know, like
you can have your opinion props. About a huge guy. Props.
Yeah, huge props on that. Like
I think he might have had he been coached a little bit, maybe. But that's good PR, man, and that's what you need in the NFL. Yeah. You know.
Well, you got to remember. You got to remember his father. His father told him all that stuff.
His father told him to just do work. Because that's what Batman did. Marvin
his father, yeah. Like he didn't even work out. He didn't do the combine. He didn't do the pro day. He didn't do none of that. He sat out. He said, hey, watch my game film.
But that man was a pro's pro, man. I love Marvin Harrison.
Absolutely.
I hated his little ass.
We have Ray finally jumped in the chat and saw that we are on.
I was just watching that.
I told him to send me the blinky emoji if he's in trouble.
I didn't get a chance to see the other video that had something to do with I hope I don't butcher his name. Jaden, is it Daniels? The quarterback?
Yeah, the quarterback. Taken?
So I guess there was a video of him interviewing with the Giants, and it was a video of him absolutely failing. Absolutely failing his interview with the Giants. Like it was like the moment you realized they were not drafting him.
I mean he knew he wasn't going to drop that low anyway.
I'd bomb it on purpose if the Giants were calling. If I was gifted and I wanted, and I had the talent to play in the NFL and the Giants were the ones that, we might take you, I'd be like, the hell you are. Yeah, watch this.
Hey, so that's kind of like
first Eli.
That's kind of like Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert bombed the Eagles interview on purpose because his father was a diehard Cowboys fan, so much so that his first name is Dallas because of the Cowboys.
Oh shit!
Look at him now.
And the Eagles still yeah. took him.
He didn't still take him. Look. Okay, scenario here. All right, hypothetical. Let's just be let's say my son was being interviewed by the Cowboys and he was coming up in the next, man, I jumped Jerry Jones so fucking quick, he ain't going, you ain't drafting him. I'll tell you that right now.
What if the Seahawks wanted to sign him? Oh, you're struggling with that.
Seahawks, the rivalry is there because it's just divisional rivalry. Like, I don't like you guys because you're in our division. I don't care for you guys. With the Cowboys, there's a deep hatred right there. It's just
that shit. Just remember, when your son get drafted, you got to put that hat on in support of him.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. 100%.
You can't pull a Austin Rivers. You can't pull a Doc Rivers. When Austin Rivers got drafted, they gave the whole family hats and they tried to get him one, and Doc was like, "Nah, go ahead." Doc was like, "Nah, I ain't putting that up," because he was still coaching the Clippers though, so he couldn't.
Well, yeah,
he didn't want to be.
That's true.
Nah, he didn't even do that. He shoved the hat like, "Nah, I don't need that." But you know. That's just, you got to put that Seahawks hat on, bro.
Hey,
I feel rich, though, with the whole Cowboys thing.
I don't care. At the end of the day, if my son got drafted into the NFL, whoever the fuck he went to, I'd put the hat on. Because, you know what? You got to support.
Nah. Fuck that. I ain't putting on no Packers hat.
I think I told you guys the story that my ex-stepmom claimed to be a huge Cowboys fan. So she's from Washington State, right? Washington State, Cowboys fan, Yankees fan.
Take
from that what you want.
When she's bandwagon.
That's how I felt about it. She could have named anybody on the Yankees or the Cowboys that weren't a star. You try to get her to name. Anyways, when Romo fumbled that snap for the field goal, what was it, 05 in the playoffs?
That was hilarious. Yep.
Oh, dude, she was almost crying. I was laughing my ass off, man. Jordan Babineau with the tackle. Oh, still one of the best fucking memories I have of football. Hands down. Hands down, man. Loved it. And those tears tasted so sweet.
I will always remember that picture that he took of him. He's just sitting on the field holding his helmet, fucking crying. I mean, as a sports person,
I get
you're
it.
You're like, fuck, dude, that must suck. But as a Niner fan and not unlike the Cowboys, that was fucking sweet.
Hey, so check this out. I woke up this morning, I chose violets.
Oh, do tell.
I was on Facebook and they showed the flashback to the biggest upset in sports history. Does anybody know what that is?
Well, it could be Brady coming back 28-3.
Nope. The biggest upset in sports history.
Megatron being drafted by the Lions? That'd be the Miracle on Ice for me.
Nope.
No?
That's the Megatron being drafted by the Lions?
No.
Damn.
You got to tell us. No, I don't know.
Not at all. So, the biggest upset in sports history was when Appalachian State went into the Big House and knocked off number 5 Michigan. They showed the highlights of that game, and I sent it to every Michigan fan I knew, dishing them out like this. Bro, I ain't never got so many text messages that said, fuck you, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm blocking you.
Loved it. Loved it. I'm petty like that. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, fair enough, man. I feel that.
I'm good with that. So at work, man, Mike, we have a two-man crew right now. And both of us are, we grew up within 20 minutes of each other. So we're both Seahawks, Mariners, Huskies. We got a new guy.
How the fuck that happened in Montana?
Man, he better not be a Cowboys fan.
Wait. How the fuck that happened in Wyoming? I mean, Montana.
Dude, I have no idea. No idea. But it just happens. I grew up in Gulf, grew up in Auburn, which is, like I said, 20 minutes away, man. So I can actually sit there and talk to him about Washington sports. He understands what I'm talking about, you know, and vice versa. But this new guy that's starting on Monday, he just better not be a Cowboys fan. Our old boss, he was a Eagles fan.
You ain't gonna do shit anyway. What
I'm gonna talk some shit. I'm gonna talk some shit. I don't care. Like
you acting like you gonna fucking find him kicking the fuck out. Shut up. You ain't gonna do nothing.
You ain't see me on the job site, man. I'm a different beast.
Hey. I kind of feel you because I once worked with a Packer fan. And he gave me so much shit. And when the Lions finally kicked that monkey and won one in Lambeau, I showed up for work early that day. I was waiting on his, and this was back in 2015. I showed up and I was waiting on his ass.
Yeah, you were.
When I tell you that motherfucker saw me, it was like, yeah.
I'm about to get
it. I went to work with a Lions jersey draped over my uniform. Hey. I ain't give a fuck. You got to come talk to me, bro.
Yeah.
Steve, I got one better for you, Steve. I can one up you. My best friend is a fucking Niners fan.
He's cool as fuck.
No, he's a fucking asshole. You know what, guys? I can't wait for fantasy football this year, guys. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm not playing fantasy this year.
Can't afford
it? You are.
Hell no, I can't afford it.
Bro, you fuck that. You know we got you on a payment plan. Don't worry about it.
Didn't y'all say y'all was upping the price?
No, not for myself, $50.
No, it's still
50.
Yeah, no, if I have the price.
You can afford that, Steve.
Everybody's gonna leave.
I'm thinking. Because I done just sold 2 months worth of food stamps for this bottle of Patron I got. Fuck.
You need a bag of rice? We got a bunch of them.
No, the bag of rice ain't gonna get me into fantasy. They're just gonna buy me 2 black people.
You can't say that. You gotta come to colored people, remember?
It don't matter. You cutting this shit. Shut up. Yeah, I could play fantasy football. I'll borrow the money from somebody.
No, you ain't gotta borrow money. Just fucking go on a payment plan. You know our treasurer always got you the hook up.
She a fucking bully. I don't know, bro.
She's just waking up, her drunk ass. She's all
right. Where'd you guys go to get her drunk today, Richie?
I didn't go anywhere. She went to brunch with her fucking friends and Steve, you saw the pictures on Instagram. They were downing mimosas like there was no tomorrow. I go pick her up and I'm leaving this shit in the podcast. I go pick her up. Bro, I swear to God, she told me 5 stories 5 different times. She was so drunk she could not remember. Once she was done with the 5th one, she would circle back and tell me the other. I'm like, hey, you already told me that. Like the first 3 times, I just let it happen. I'm like, she's fucked up. She's just let it happen. But after the 4th one, babe, you've already told me this shit like 3 times. But she's like, well, I'm just making sure that you know.
Remember, she wanted her domesticated man.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you call him? House Mexican?
I called him a house SA. I'm not a house SA.
Exactly what you meant by that, bro. They were clueless. I knew exactly what you meant.
I don't know. I saw that.
That motherfucker said, I don't know what a house SA is, but I like to call it domesticated. She said, I would love my domesticated Mexican today. I said, Lord have mercy, we not about to do this fucking show. Then I had to remember, that boy got 3 pumps in him and he gone.
I've been working on it.
I just hope prayers okay. Yeah.
So, I wanted to hit on Kyrie Jackson. Cornerback from Oregon. And he got drafted by Minnesota. Yeah, the cornerback from Oregon, he was drafted by Minnesota, killed in the car accident by a drunk driver. Him and two of his high school buddies.
We touched on that a little bit last week, Steve, but we'd love to hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, man.
That was an unfortunate situation, especially me being so close to the NFC North. He was in line to be a starter. And that was a tragic situation, and I just want to say rest in peace to that young man, because that should not have fucking happened.